Now, the Privacy Commissioner wants to review the Privacy Act and introduce a right to be forgotten. He seems to be pretty concerned that social media is posing a major risk for kiddies' privacy, and parents might need a little bit of help navigating that. He's done a survey. The survey's raised concerns around young people not having the capacity to make fully informed decisions about their digital footprint and its implications later on in their lives. The Privacy Commissioner, Michael Webster, is with us now. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Do you reckon police, or rather parents, are making mistakes posting pictures of their kids on social media?
I think parents need to think carefully before they do that. And if their children are old enough to talk to them about how the children, the young people, feel about their lives being shared online.
How old is the point at which they should be having that conversation?
I would have thought when children reach that age, when they can understand what is the potential that could happen with their information.
Well, I don't even know if I've reached that age, Michael. What age do they reach that?
Well, I think the question we have to ask ourselves as parents is can we guarantee that any content we post, say, to social media will stay private? And if we've got concerns, then we need to think seriously about what we're doing with our children's information in that case.
What are you worried will happen to the information?
Well, I understand what parents want to do, that they want to share their children's successes, that sort of thing. But these days, when you share information online, we think we know who we're sharing it with, but actually there's a whole bunch of pretty awful people out there, Heather, who pretend to be people who they're not, so they can access social media, access digital text images about children for their own purposes. So before, say, you post that photo of your son or daughter at the school swimming sports, I encourage all parents to think about who might get to see that besides the people who we know we want to share it with.
Right, so it sounds like you're more worried about the creeps than, for example, their biometric data being used. Is that right?
Yeah, one of the things that we're proposing with the work we've released recently on biometrics, Heather, is that social media can continue to use, for example, biometrics for age verification. We think that would be a useful step, but I am concerned about two things. First, really horrible people can get hold of this material about children. But second, children have their own privacy rights, children and young people, and parents need to, respect that and have those conversations with their children and their young people.
Okay. So what's the right to be forgotten?
So other countries, say in Europe, have a law that says that, let's say when you were younger, in your young teens, you wrote something or a photo was posted about you that later on in life you have deep regret about. And you can imagine the sort of thing that might be. In those countries, you have the right to ask for that information, say, held by a business or organisation or on social media, to be deleted, all that content gone.
And what age, under what age would that apply?
I think the right to be forgotten should exist for everybody, no matter their age.
So like a statute of limitations or something, after a certain period of time, you can ask for it to be wiped?
I think, for example, if you are, say, in your 20s, for example, and you keep going for rental property or you keep applying for jobs and people smile and grin at you and say, no thanks, and you check your on digital online history and you find there are things there that, in hindsight, you deeply regret and you want to get rid of those, I think you should have the right to ask for that material to be taken down.
Okay. After how many years?
I think that should be open to you to be asked for that at any stage.
But then you could literally ask a year later, for example?
Yeah.
Okay, that wouldn't then apply to news media, would it? Like somebody like Hupuwasi couldn't ask for us to wipe all references to what he did.
So news media has particular protections under privacy legislation, given the role that they perform. Mm. And so there are always exceptions to these rules that are set out in legislation.
Interesting. Okay, so this would have to be put in legislation, would it?
It would be. It would require the government of the day to make a decision to amend the Privacy Act to include it in legislation.
Okay, just give me your take on this, Michael. Do you think that parents who are posting pictures of their kids on their Facebook and their social media, their Instagram and stuff, are making a mistake without realising it?
I think parents, from what we've heard from the professionals out there working in this space, is that parents need help in exercising more care and exercising judgment around the doing of it. And so we're looking at preparing advice for parents to support them and making the right decisions in terms of their children's welfare.
Yeah, interesting. Michael, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Michael Webster, Privacy Commissioner.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.